Southern California workers are walking the picket line again, demanding that the American multinational retail corporation, Walmart, take action to improve their working conditions. Workers first went on strike 6 months ago, which led to additional warehouse worker strikes in Illinois and Walmart store worker strikes in dozens of other cities across the U.S.
Workers say since that first strike, there have been some slight improvements in the working conditions in these Walmart contracted warehouses. But workers say they are still facing retaliation tactics, including demotions, a reduction in hours, and terminations.
Obviously, they haven't learned a lesson, you know, and we're here to show them that we're serious.
Warehouse workers say 100% of the merchandise that flows through their facility goes to Walmart stores. They say as the largest retailer in the world, Walmart has the responsibility to have a higher standard in the distribution industry.
Our hard efforts and the getting all that merchandise out to the stores, you know, that's, you know, a lot of hard work. And, you know, for the amount that they pay us is, you know, nothing compared to what they make.
Walmart officials say they're responding to employee complaints by making surprise visits to the warehouses. Officials with Warehouse Workers United say conditions have improved to some extent, but Walmart continues to silence their voice.
Now workers do have clean drinking water, which they didn't have before. The company is also replacing some of the broken ramps, but the silencing of the workers continues.
Workers plan to use this latest strike to build momentum for what they're calling a Ride for Respect. The event would be a caravan across the country to Walmart's headquarters in Arkansas. Workers will take their concerns directly to the executives and shareholders at the company's annual meeting.
It's crazy that we have to do things like this, but it's to call attention to the fact that these workers have a right to do this, and while some of them can't risk doing it themselves, we're out here to support them.
Labor groups are pushing Walmart to provide a minimum salary of $25,000 per year for full-time workers. They say with more than $16 billion in annual profits, the company can certainly afford it. Ross Frazier, Press TV, Los Angeles.